What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but also the larger world around us. It is these types of conversations that edify, entertain, as well as heal. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations right here on Trailblazers Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out with the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, our VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be, because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished, be poised, be purposeful? Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
I got what you want. Got what you need. Good evening, everybody. It is LHG coming on for kind of a pop-up impromptu Polished on Purpose Incorporated last minute pop-up shop. This is my birthday week. It is Mother's Day coming up. So I wanted to come in just briefly to remind you that LHG is your jewelry stylist. I am here to help you with some last minute gifts if you're in the Metro Detroit area. Hey, Kim. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. If you're in the area and you need a few last minute gifts, I got a few things. So I want to help you get ready for Mother's Day. And I also want to say to those of my people out there that find that Mother's Day is not the easiest time of the year because maybe you don't have your mother, I am praying for you. And I pray that God has placed someone in your life that can't take the place of mama, but can certainly give you some of that motherly love. Maybe it's a godmother. Maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's your first lady. Maybe it's a best friend, an aunt. My auntie is the vice president mama for me. Shout out to Mary Alice Finch. She is our family's matriarch. Somebody tag Mary Finch. Kim, can you tag Mary Alice in here so I can celebrate my auntie? To all of those of you who are mothers biologically, happy Mother's Day. To all of you who are mothers by relationship because you love on somebody's child, happy Mother's Day to you. This day to me is not just about who is blood related to you. It's also about the people who stand up in your life as a mother figure. Yes, Kim, I love Mary Alice Finch too. She is one of the most important people in my world and has been for over 40 plus years. There are people that God gives you that God has anointed to have the level of love and influence, integrity, transparency, honesty that you need in your life. And it not only takes a village to raise a child, but to keep an adult from passing out, okay? So that same village that was in your life as a kid, whoever's left of that village, make sure you acknowledge them even today and give memory and honor to those who were in your life that God may have called them home. But I have to say, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our moms. So whatever the case may be, maybe she's here, but you're not in the best place with her. Maybe she's gone on to be with the Lord. Whatever the case may be, we can honor our mothers, right? Let's do that. So be sure to pray for those who have a tough time this year, because we can inundated with Mother's Day advertising and brunches and mother-daughter this. So just be sensitive to those who may struggle a bit this time of the year. Pay attention to those, you know, who might get a little quiet, because this may be a time of, you know what, Lord, my heart is still broken. I miss my mama. So just be sensitive. Is what I'm saying. We all have different situations going on. Now, I also want to make sure for those of you who have children, make sure that you spend some time with them. Sisters, brothers, y'all make sure y'all check on mama, check on aunties, check on, love on your elders, okay? Those of you who have neighbors who've been in your life forever, who help watch you as a kid, who helped change your diapers as a kid, pick up the phone this week and call. I know they're going to talk to you for about 2 hours. That's fine. Wash a load of clothes. You know, get your checkbook out and balance it while you're talking. Our elders don't do texting all the time. They may need to hear your voice. I miss my grandmothers. Did any of you miss your grandmothers? Oh, my goodness. Happy Mother's Day. Even a heavenly Mother's Day to the grandmothers who were the foundation for so many families. If I can be one third of the woman that Ruthie Mae Carter and Flora Golden Harris was, I would be doing a lot, you know? So yes, this is going to be some shopping, some chit chat, some conversation. Go ahead and share. Go ahead and like and subscribe. I got some things that I want to show you. I got my notebook here. I am a whole independent paparazzi consultant. If you're looking for a side gig that can turn into a main squeeze and you want to do something that is fun, inviting, where you get to learn advertising, marketing, how to do reels and posts and engage with your audience, paparazzi may be the great thing for you. And this year, paparazzi introduced a permanent fixture in our starter kits called the $20 starter kit. It gets you your website and your wholesale pricing. We also have our VIP verified influencer pack for $99. It includes your website, wholesale pricing, a paparazzi planner, a paparazzi pen, and 35 pieces of our standard jewelry that guess who gets to pick it? You do. You get to pick your own items for your startup kit. Excellent way to join, start a new business, have a good time. We get free jewelry and everything. So are you all ready to shop? So I brought some Mother's Day inspired pieces, and I also brought my pearls, because most ladies that I know, especially the moms, we love pearls. Pearls are a classic. Pearls are the quintessential piece of your jewelry collection that screams sophistication, style, class. And we talked about that last night. And thank you all who joined me for Girl Chat Weekly. I appreciate y'all. So let me get ready. All the pieces that you will see tonight are $5 pieces, just so you know, they're in the budget, because y'all pay more than $5 on some of the craziest stuff. So these are $5 pieces. All of our items are nickel and lead free. So let's have a little bit of fun, shall we? Okay, so if you ever shopped online, which I would love you to do that, we have different tabs set up, and there's one called the Mother's Day tab. So that tab has all of our Mother's Day inspired items. Here is the Glamma necklace. I hope you can see that. It's really cute. And it says Glamma, G-L-A-M-M-A. So many of you are really jazzy grandmas, and you don't like the word granny or grandma. So your glam up. So our first item for tonight is we have two of the Glamma silver necklaces. They come with cute, dainty, blingy earrings on a fish hook back. As you can see, it's a short necklace, but it has about a 3-inch piece of grace and mercy here. So if you want to let her out more, you can make her much longer or let her sit up high. But it says Glamma, G-L-A-M-M-A, and it comes in silver. Okay, so that is our first item for the night. I have, I believe, one. Let me double check. I might have a second one. So I have one in the silver and I have one in pink. So pop number one is the silver version, meaning the rhinestones around the perimeter are clear or silver. But she also comes in pink. So let me open up my pink one. I love opening brand new boxes with you all. You get to see the items the same time that I see it. So the Glamma necklace also comes in pink. So pop number two, if you would like to purchase her, is the same necklace, but it says Glamma and then pink rhinestones around it. I know my light is so bright you can hardly see it, but it's pink all around the perimeter, okay? So silver Glamma and pink Glamma, all right? Those are our first two items. If you want to see how she looks on the bust, we can do that. She's really an adorable piece. This is your go-to when you want to let the world know who you are. Glamma. That light is so bright. You can barely see. I'll drop some pictures in the chat as well. But you have rhinestones around the outer perimeter, either pink or silver. And it says Glamma in a really pretty, almost cursive font. Are y'all learning how to write cursive in school? Young peoples, I'm not even sure if they still teach cursive. Do they teach handwriting anymore? Because nobody's typing. I mean, writing and everybody's typing on their phones. We used to have to learn how to write in cursive. Each letter at a time, uppercase, lowercase, and then bring all the words together. I don't know if they're still teaching that on that old school line paper. Yep, I'm that old. Absolutely, I am. And I ain't shame of it. I ain't shame. Okay, so that was pop one and pop two. Okay, let's go on. This next one is gold. Good evening, everybody. Will you please share this? Help me to get my business on your timeline. This next one is going to be pop number three. Since we've done some silver, let's bring in some gold. I have one of these, and they may still be on my website. So this one is gold. They not teaching no more, Kim. We used to spend a lot of time on handwriting and writing letters, writing numbers, practicing our penmanship was really big in school. So that might be why a lot of children these days, if you were to ask them to write something, you may not even be able to read it because schools aren't teaching handwriting anymore. I guess they feel we're so electronic, Kim, but I still think it's a good skill. We got to sign these checks, right? You got to be able to write your name on certain things and initial certain things. So here's pop three. It is gold. Here are the complimentary gold earrings. She is a long, beautiful piece. She's a heart. And on the heart is an inscription. Everything I am, you helped me to be. Wouldn't that be a great gift for your mother or mother figure? It's a heart and it says, everything I am, you helped me to be. Isn't that powerful? So no matter what I may feel currently in my own situation, I would not be all of who LHG is, be it not for Ruth King. I've learned so much from her. She's a powerful and anointed woman. And this necklace says, I wouldn't be who I am without you. Great Mother's Day gift. It's a gold plated heart. And along the bottom in black is the inscription, everything I am, you helped me to be. I think we should tell, if you have your mother living, and you're able to say that out loud to her, I think she might want to hear that. Now, I can't speak for every mother and daughter situation, and that may not be your testimony. If your mom wasn't in your life like that, then you may not be able to say that. But there may be someone else in your life that took that spot and helped you become the woman or the man that you are today. So pop number three is our gold heart. And it says, everything I am, you helped me to be. So go ahead and type in pop three if you would like that necklace. Okay, let's keep going. Let's keep it going. The next one is going to be another mama necklace. Thank you all for coming in. How was y'all day? Put in the comments how your day was. I hope you had a good day. Did you have a productive day? Did you work today? Did you chill out today? Are you on vacation? Are you retired? We are on pop number four. And this one just says mama. And it is a heart. Here are the complimentary silver earrings. The necklace is silver. And in small M-A-M-A with a heart. It says mama. And I have a silver one. And I also think I have a copper version. Let me see. Yes, I have the copper version of this as well. So pop number four will be the silver mama necklace, M-A-M-A. And then pop number five will be the copper version, M-A-M-A, mama. Right? So we did five. We did five pieces so far. We are on pop number six. Thank you all for tuning in. I am your jewelry lady. I am an independent paparazzi consultant. My business is called Polished on Purpose. When you step out into the world, be intentional about your appearance, your speech, and what you want to portray, even down to your clothing and accessories. So I think we're on pop number eight, y'all. I don't have my actual numbers, but y'all better screenshot. Let me see. We started with the silver and the pink glamour. That was pop one and two. And then we did the heart, three, four, five. We might be on six. So y'all better screenshot. So this one says, this is too cute, chaos coordinator. How many of you guys can remember in your home where your mother had to control some of the chaos that maybe you or your siblings had? This necklace says chaos coordinator. She's a silver necklace. Look at those long tassel earrings. So cute. And in this little box says chaos coordinator. If you want her, comment CC for chaos coordinator. CC. And you can purchase her. $5. I do add tax and shipping. And if you are in the Detroit area, we can set up a neutral spot for pickup and delivery. Chaos coordinator. Mama had to be the person to send every person back to their corner, what y'all arguing about, what y'all fighting about, and get everybody right. So chaos coordinator is one of her hats that she wore. All right. That's that one. We got a couple more, and then we're going to get into some pearls. This one says, mom, a title just above queen. And it also comes in silver. All right. Last minute Mother's Day shopping. If you are out there and need a few items, you haven't done your shopping and you want to keep it affordable, I got what you need. This one says, mom, a title just above queen, if you can see that. Really cute. I like how big the medallion piece is. You do have an extender on her, about an inch and a half, but she's a nice length, not too long, not too short. It says, mom, a title just above queen. And we always refer to the matriarchs of our family as our queen. Long live the queen. All right. So if you want that one, comment queen. Put pop queen and I'll know which one you want. All right. Okay. I think we got one more of these, and then we're going to get into some pearls, honey. Girls love pearls. This particular one says family. So whether you want to give it to your mother, sister, aunt, and I like it because it has like a lifeline next to it. And it says basically that family is our lifeline. Really cute. Silver. Complimentary earrings are here. Always cute. Okay, fish hook back. And take a look at this. It says family. And it has, I wish you could see it better. And it has these lines outside of it. Like when you're in the hospital, when you have that little line on the computer, that means life. Okay. It's saying that family is your lifeline. And I'll drop some pictures in the chat so you can see it a little bit better because that light is so bright. But it says family. Okay. If you want that one, just comment family and I'll know which one you want. All right. So those are the specific pieces that are Mother's Day inspired on our paparazzi website. I happen to order just a few. I have one of each of those. There may be a few left on the website, but I'm sure they may be few in quantity, seeing that Mother's Day is Sunday. All right, let's get into some pearls. Let's see what number we're on so that we can get into some pearls. While I count these, how was your day? Thank you for joining me. Go ahead and share and tag a few people. We're going to do some pearl bracelets, some pearl necklaces, and we'll go from there. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so we are starting with number 9 with our pearls. Are y'all ready? Girls love their pearls. So let's get started with a few $5 pearl sets. All right, we're going to do some different colors. We have some classic white, definitely, but we also have some very unique versions of pearls. So we're on number 9 right now. And these happen to be silver pearls. Have you ever seen a pair of silver pearls? Okay, here we go. Here are the complimentary earrings. Really cute. They're silver. And it's a string of silver pearls. Pop number 9. And then at the end of it is this cute little kind of hematite rhinestone piece. But these are silver pearls. Silver always delivers. Always. Great part of your wardrobe was it will go with pretty much anything. So pop number 9 is a strand of silver pearls. I love these. Very unique. Very unique. So that's that one. That's pop 9. And another pair of silver pearls. It's kind of an ombre look. They're silver. And then it goes from a silver to almost a gunmetal. Really cute. You have your silver, gunmetal, silver, gunmetal. So kind of a two-tone. That's pop 10. All right. I'm doing this on my laptop and not my phone. So it's not the same as far as the coloring. So my phone is over here dying. So I will take some pictures when I'm done of each item and then number it so you can see exactly what I showed on here tonight. All right. So that is going to be pop 10. It's kind of an ombre or a two-tone pearl. It goes from a dark gunmetal pearl into a silver. Really cute. That's pop 10. Okay. All right. Let's keep it going. Pop 11. Who wouldn't love pink pearls? Pop 11 is a pair of pink pearls. I keep saying pair. Really, it's a strand, I guess. But these are pink. You may not be able to tell it on the screen, but they're a really cute shade of baby pink. And kind of an unconventional design. I like how they're spaced out. I love it. The more creative, the better for me. So silver is the hardware. And the color of pearl is pink. A pink pearl set. Pop 11. Pop 11. I'm not going to be online. Be sure to hang tight for 8 o'clock for the check-in meets the campus of care. And the topic is, can we all just get along? Excellent topic, actually. Pop 12. Another pair of pink pearls. I have two of these. They have the smaller pearls, and you kind of end up with this larger pink pearl, and there's some bling in there. These are pink. You may not be able to see. My light is so bright, but they're pink with some bling in the middle. All right? Really, really cute. I have two of these. Pop 12, I have two. You can buy two of them and make it a thicker necklace, or you can just give them away or keep one for yourself. All right? So pink pearls, honey, pink. Good evening to you, Chelsea. No, Shalise. Hi, Shalise Gibson. Good evening to you. I hope you all had a good day. Tell me how y'all day was. I am gearing up for my 49th birthday, y'all. So I have a goal. I want to sell everything that I show tonight because I want to treat myself to something nice this weekend. We are on Pop 13. This is my favorite piece here. This has to be my favorite piece. When you combine pearls and bling together, I am all in. Look at that. Pearls and bling. My light is so bright, you all. I'll take some pictures. But it's pearls and bling together. So cute. So cute. So you've got your rhinestones, your teardrop bling, and then there's pearls dangling in between. And here are her pearl complimentary earrings. Comment POP12 to purchase her. And I have two of these necklaces. Really cute. Really cute. My Z pieces are not in the house right now, but I can send you some pictures, Shalise. I have the Raven is a Z that has pearls in it. I have some vintage Z pieces too. So I will send you some pictures personally because I have several even vintage Z's that come from a few years ago and a couple of up-to-date ones too. So thank you for asking. I don't have them in the house with me right now. They're in my trunk, but I will definitely shoot you some pics. I'll post them actually. I did that today and I'll tag you in my post. Let me do that now. I got a post out here. Are you in my VIP group, Shalise? If not, you got to get in there. We got to get you in there. Because I posted about 7 Z's that I have right now. That means if you needed them, I'm right there. Okay, I just tagged you. Check the VIP page, the pop page. I just tagged you in my post. Because I have about 7 or 8 that are like right here. Yes, got you. I tagged you in my post. So check it out, sister. Thank you for asking. That was Pop 12. Now, this is different. This one, Pop 13, combines your pearls, black beads, and silver beads. Pearl, black, and silver. Very nice combination, which could go with pretty much anything, if you ask me anyway. Pearl, black, and silver. My light is not the best, so forgive me. I need to go back to using my cell phone so you can see the colors. But it's pearls, it's black, and it's silver, all in one necklace. There we go. You can see it better that way. Pearl, black, and silver. I think that's Pop 13 and 14. Y'all better screenshot because I don't have my actual numbers with me, so I can be off. Okay, now we have a purple pearl set. We're going to make this number 14, a two-piece purple pearl set. Look at that. Purple pearls with some bling in there. And then we got a cute little matching purple pearl bracelet with a rose, a white rose. Two pieces, $10. Really cute. We're going to call that, we'll say 14. Or you can just put in a purple pearl set. Then I'll know what it is, okay? Purple pearls. So cute. I got some of everything, y'all. 15.
copper pearls. Have you ever seen copper pearls? Child, look at that. Isn't that cute? Copper pearl. I only have one. Type in copper pearl or pop 15. Was my number's probably all off. So y'all got to work with your girl today. She's trying to stay consistent here. All right. Copper pearl. I only got one. Look at how they cluster. That's so chunky and cute. A copper strand of pearls. All right. Put in the word copper or pop 15, I think we're on. All right. Let's see what else we got in here. What else we got, y'all? Mother's Day is coming. My birthday is coming. I'm so excited. Let's see what else we got, y'all. So if you like classic white, maybe you like a classic white pair of pearls. I got a couple of those too. So we'll call this number 16. A very long strand of classic pearls. And the pearls themselves are huge. Look at how huge these pearls are. Classic white. Complimentary earrings. Classic white. Classic, honey. Classic white pearl. Now, when I say classic white, we know it's not like a true white. A classic pearl is almost a cream or a light beige, but it's the classic version of a pearl that you would see. Okay. Cute. I only have one. Comment pop 16 or long classic pearl. I don't know what that is. All right. She's a cutie. When you are, say you are going to, whether it's church or going out on the town, and you have a cute little black dress, a long pair of pearls like this will make that black dress pop. And I believe the longer necklaces make those of us who are short look a little bit more streamlined and tall. It kind of elongates us, the longer necklaces. Also, if you are heavier in the chest area, I think longer necklaces work for that. All right. That's just my opinion. I ain't no stylist, but that's just my opinion. So comment pop 16 or long classic pearl. All right. 17 is also a long classic pearl, but difference is it has these kind of clear beads in between. So you have so many pearls and then these clear beads, so many pearls and then the clear beads. She's a long piece too. I love her. We're going to call her 17, pop 17, and I only have one. All right. Okay. We're going to get to some bracelets in just a moment. So hang in there with me. Number 18 is a classic pearl, but with a twist, honey. This girl got a little extra on the end. A classic set of pearls with some great bling on the bottom, kind of a leaf-like design. Extra cute. A choker, but you do have like an inch and a half, Grace and Mercy, aka an extender. But I like that bling on the bottom of that pearl. That's cute. Classic white. That's 18. Okay, let's get into some bracelets. Let's get into some pearl bracelets. Maybe you already have several pair of pearls, but you don't have any bracelets. So let's do 19. Let's find what we can do for number 19. This is a cute one. It's called Sparkling Conversation. White bracelet, and I have a couple of them. You can make it chunky. So it's a pearl with some little bit of silver beading. It stretches. Cute, cute, cute. That's cute. And you can make it a chunky set. They're five a piece, but if you buy two of them, you can make it more chunky. And I think I got two down in here somewhere. So number 19, really cute. Pearl, silver beading, like a matte finish. Really cute. All right. So that's number 19. Something similar to that, but not exactly the same. It's called Sorry, So Not Sorry Silver Bracelet. It's got a pearl look to it as well. Not quite the same as that, but it could literally go together.
this is going to be number 20, I believe. I'm trying to keep my numbers together, y'all. So bear with me. That's cute too. This one has bigger beading, but it's still cute and stretchy. When you get the stretchy stretch bracelets, you can stack them and create your own look. I love that about Paparazzi. All right. 21. I have two of these. You can make it a stack. 21 is the pearl bracelet, and it's got a cute little bling part to it. So you can buy these, both of these, and make it a stack. Pearl with a cute little bit of bling on the bottom. And these stretch, you guys. These stretch. So much grace and so much mercy, honey. So that's 20. And then 21, and then we're going to get out of here. 21 and 22. But we'll make this 21. This goes with that pink necklace set. This is a silver and pink pearl three-piece stretch bracelet set. Make that 21. All right, that's really cute. And 22, this girl here is bad. She is pink and silver. Can you all see that? Pink and silver, and she is a chunky bracelet. I love that. That light is so bright, you really can't see the color in the best. But she's a cutie. I only have one of everything, everybody. One and done for everything. I think she'll be number 22. All right. And my last one of the day. And she's kind of a clasp bracelet. She's layered too for my pearl girls. Small pearls, medium pearls, oval shaped pearls. She is a clasp, but she does have a little bit of extender. I only have one. Number 23 in my final piece. Screenshot me what you want. And I know my lighting is so bright. It's not the best lighting, but I'm doing my best. All right. 22, I think I landed on. Maybe even 23. All right. So that's it for me for tonight. As I get closer to... Oh, I didn't show these, you guys. A brown pair of pearls will make this 24. It's two-stranded, and they're kind of a caramel color. How cute is that? Complimentary earrings. Kind of a caramel shade. Real cute. All right. As I get closer to Mother's Day, I think about the fact that I'm not the perfect mother. I'm not. But one thing I will say I am, you all, is committed. And I have done my absolute best in teaching and training and raising my daughter to fear God, to love people, to love herself. I am so proud of the woman she is becoming, even having conversation with her, looking at her decisions and how she's a hard worker, very dedicated. I have to say, put my own pat on my own back to say, good job, LHG. Perfection, no, far from it. And she got a wounded mom. You know, just because a woman is able to give birth doesn't mean she's, you know, the perfect mother and have the perfect nurturing spirit. God has to move in us to sometimes give us that. But she has made being a mom so rewarding, so fun and inviting. Has it all been applesauce and sprinkles? No. The teenage years, she was growing into herself. But I will have to say, I wouldn't trade motherhood for the world. And those of you who are not biological moms, but you have literally helped raise other people's children, you get to be celebrated too this Mother's Day. Because God gives us people that invest in our lives, invest in our well-being. And if you're one of those people, one of those women who has stepped up into the life of, whether it was a niece, a nephew, a friend, whoever's daughter, maybe there was someone who you knew that passed away and you stepped in to be like a mother figure to them. Hats off to you. Thank you. If nobody ever tells you thank you, LHG is saying thank you for the love you put in the world, for how you impact people. to all the educators who give children love, and some of them don't even get that love in their home. Hats off to you. We need to make sure we are investing in our young people, and they just want to feel loved and valued, right? So thank you. My birthday is Friday. I'm doing a birthday bash vendor show. I'll have a few people come on and showcase their businesses. I do have a couple more openings. You get 15 minutes to showcase your enterprise, your business for $10. If you want to do that, you have to respond quickly. I only have like two or three spots left. You can reach out and let me know, and I can give you my Cash App or my Zelle. You can submit your payment, and then I will send you the link. This is my way of supporting small business. Like, I have my own small business that has a big dream. So I would love for you to shop with me, Polished on Purpose. If you prefer to shop online, let me go ahead and put my link in the comments. So maybe you are an online shopper and you prefer to go on the website at your leisure and pick what you want there, feel free to do that. If you are not on the VIP page, it is called Polished on Purpose Incorporated. That is where we show sneak peeks when new things are ordered. There's also new things on our website almost every day around 3 p.m. Eastern time. So I would love to get my online orders boosted because our owners are doing something very special this month and giving us back office credits. So the more online orders I have a chance to receive credits to get more jewelry, which means more inventory to bring to you. Right? So yes, I would love that. My link is in the chat. So you are able to order online. You can shop my VIP page. I post pictures. I do reels. I am a person who is constantly showcasing paparazzi jewelry. All right? So I got to get out of here. I hope you can stay on. I'll come back at 8 o'clock for the check-in meets the campus of care. Can we all just get along? And then Friday is my birthday broadcast. Come hang out with me. Have some laughs. Have some conversation. Shop with some small businesses in your area. And that's it for me. I want to say thank you for your time and for sharing. I want you to have a great night and be safe. Peace.